Welcome to Cisco on Cisco Case Studies, a series in which we cover what Cisco IT has learned from some of its key internal solution deployments. In the next 3 minutes, you'll hear how Cisco fended off DOS attacks by deploying Cisco Guard devices in its global enterprise. And now, welcome inside Cisco IT. If you're concerned that your network is vulnerable to attacks, you can do as Cisco did and deploy Cisco Guard devices as part of your self-defending network strategy. It's an unfortunate truth in today's highly connected world that network attacks are constantly multiplying, and networks need to automatically defend themselves against an ever-growing number of attacks. Automated network security is a major priority for Cisco. Like many companies, Cisco does much of its business over the network. In fact, 93% of its revenue is booked online. So keeping the network alive and healthy is crucial for Cisco's business continuity. In 2003, a new type of threat began to plague the Cisco network. Denial of service, or DOS attacks, target critical servers from a broad range of locations. Cisco IT had deployed access control lists, or ACLs, at the network edge, and they offered some filtering, but they were ineffective against distributed DOS attacks because these attacks come from so many different locations of the multitude of addresses involved. The DOS attacks revealed a hole in Cisco's overall security strategy, and Cisco IT needed to find an effective way to stop the attacks, yet still let traffic through. Cisco IT found a solution in the form of Cisco Guard, a security device that specifically targets distributed DOS attacks. Cisco Guard can detect the presence of a potential attack and block malicious traffic in real time without interrupting the flow of legitimate mission-critical transactions. The IT group deployed Cisco Guard devices in Cisco Internet points of presence around the world and also in some service provider locations. When the devices receive reports that a DOS attack may be on the way, they review the data to size up the nature of the attack and quickly choose the best mitigation technology. If the attack is large and comes from dozens or hundreds of IP addresses, IT staff can turn on Cisco Guard to protect the servers under attack. Cisco Guard can be turned on manually or automatically, but Cisco IT prefers the additional control, that is, to let legitimate traffic get through before being alerted and manually turning Cisco Guard on. Once Cisco Guard's turned on, it uses dynamic routing and sophisticated algorithms to drop unwanted traffic. Cisco IT engineers can dynamically tune parameters as they learn more about the nature of the attack or as the attack profile changes. So far, Cisco IT has successfully used Cisco Guard to mitigate several attacks directed towards Cisco's e-commerce applications with excellent results. Because Cisco Guard drops malicious traffic during distributed DOS attacks, it does its job without degrading network performance. Not only has Cisco Guard served as a powerful sentry against low-bandwidth DOS attacks, but it performs without degrading network performance. Even during attacks, network availability stays high, and e-commerce can move forward unhindered. Thank you for listening. You can find more information about Cisco Guard and many other Cisco on Cisco case studies at www.cisco.com/go/CiscoIT.